Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us and you have done so many wonderful things for us. And in fact, you continue to do many wonderful things. And we praise the name of the Lord. And as always, this morning, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding to the simple. Our hearts are open and simple before you this morning to give us understanding of the joy, hallelujah, joy unspeakable and full of glory that is coming to us. Even for celebrations this year, we give you, Lord, the praise. Give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I take all the celebrations I can get this year. You know, you throw it my way, I'll take it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we've been on our epic series, and this is the lesson about the sea, which is for celebration. You can see why I'm excited. You know, it's going to be a year of celebrations. Celebrations. We got to tap into that. Praise the Lord. Not sure how many of these joyful verses out of the scripture I can read, but I'll try to read some of them. Let's start off with Isaiah 55. The promise of the Lord for this year. It's a theme scripture for today's lesson. We're going to read verse 12 of Isaiah 55. Praise the Lord. This is what God said we will be experiencing for this year. And how do you get here? Well, you've gotten here because of your epic story. The Lord has instructed us to engage. Has given us the rules of engagement. He has shown us how that we must push ourselves and push limits, expand our horizons, see more, get more, believe God for more. And has given us understanding about how to get increased through inspiration. And now, having done all of that, we are poised for celebrations. Praise the Lord. Celebrations! Celebrations, celebrations, and celebrations galore. It's what we are poised for right now. Glory to God. For ye shall go out with joy, and ye'll be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. Amen. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands for you. They will be celebrating your success. They'll be celebrating your stories of joy and happiness. God will line them up. Thank you, Jesus. Gonna change stories even this year. Instead of the thorn, there shall come up the pleasant fir tree. Instead of the briar and the bush and all the rubbish, God will set up the myrtle tree. It's going to make it shall be to the Lord for a name, something that will be permanent in your life, an everlasting sign shall not be cut off. The Lord started it. He will finish it, but he finished it before he started it. So let's enter into it and enjoy what the Lord has for us. And some of you are already celebrating this year. But there are more celebrations to come. And God wants us to celebrate. Wants us to celebrate the goodness, celebrate the joy of the Lord, and all the victories that the Lord will give us. And why will we celebrate? Because we see that the Lord is answering our prayers. And we're calling on the Lord, and he's answering. And it's time for, God is giving us recovery. That's right. God is giving us restoration. God is giving us peace and increase. And God is accelerating things in our lives. God is giving us success stories and so forth. We see them throughout this year. It's coming. And we are seeing that even while we are speaking right now, you'll be hearing testimonies. Praise God. Good things are coming your way this year, for the Lord called for it. We got to position ourselves in the right place with the word of God. Believe the Lord for his goodness. I mean, throughout the scriptures, there are encouraging words, you know, about celebrating the joy of the Lord and rejoicing in the Lord because of what he has done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 44 and verse 23 says, you know, shout, O ye heavens. You know, celebration comes with shouting, you know, shouting for joy. It's not just, you know, we just be silent. No, we're shouting for joy. Praise the Lord. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Now, it is the Lord has done it, not just he's going to do it. He has already done it. Hallelujah. The lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forests, and every tree therein. Ha! For the Lord had redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. For the Lord had redeemed you and will show the glory in your family today. Put your name there. These scriptures of joy that we read today, put your name there. That's how, you know, the Lord is going to crown this year with success and joy and blessings. Psalm 65, you know, and we're telling the Lord that we are poised to receive all that he's dishing out for us this year. We're poised to receive all of them. So that's why the psalmist, he said this, he put this psalm together. It's a really great one. Psalm 65. Praise is waiting for thee, O God, in Zion. Throughout this year, praise is waiting. And some of us say, Lord, if you do this, I will do that. Well, be sure that if you say that to the Lord, when you see the thing that you said, if the Lord shall do, you will do the other, then make sure you do it. That's why he says, unto thee shall the vow be performed. When you don't vow a thing this year, better that you should not vow and not do it. But if you say to the Lord, Lord, I've been waiting for this. If you do this, I'm going to do this. Some people say, well, I'm going to roll on the floor. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Whatever you say, be sure you are doing it because it's coming. It's coming. And when it starts, it shall come like a flood, saith the Lord. Yeah. You know, in fact, it'll be like a flood because it will just be one after the other. Boom, boom, boom. Praise the Lord. Oh, thou that hearest prayer, ha! Unto thee shall all flesh come. Hallelujah. Let me read. By terrible things in righteousness, thou hast answered us, O God of our salvation. I jump to verse 5. Who are the confidence of the ends of the earth, and of them that are far off upon the sea, which by their strength set afire the mountains, guarded with power, still at the noise of the seas, you know, and all the uprisings and so forth. God will put them down and say, peace unto your children. He will speak peaceable things unto us this year. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest thee with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn this year. And for thou hast provided it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Settest the furrows thereof. Maketh it soft with showers. Bless the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. That's right. That will be the end of the story this year. And you look back, you say, my goodness, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let my glory praise the Lord. In my glory, in everything, I will praise the Lord. Blessed be the glory of the Lord. You say, look, the Lord has crowned the year with his goodness, satiated us with fatness and with his goodness, the abundance of goodness and peace. Many promises, you know, today, I mean, we have been reading, I mean, this week, this year, we've been reading the promises. Well, this year, going forward, it will no longer be, it's coming. It will be, the Lord has done it. You'll be rolling in those promises, because as you practice the steps that the Lord has given us, you will see that the joy of the Lord will be coming. So the little hills will rejoice on every side. You know, God will do so many things. Your valleys will be covered with corn. They shall shout for joy. They shall also sing the psalm of joy, this Psalm 65. We're going to see it. We're going to experience it, because the Lord is crowning the year with fatness and his goodness. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 says, rejoice, you know, in the Lord always, you know. I mean, throughout this year, God will give us cause for joy, not just artificial faking it. No, there's no reason to fake it, because the Lord will already do it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. The joy and gladness is coming. Even in the writings of, you know, the preacher in Ecclesiastes, he wrote about, you know, rejoicing. It's a good thing. It comes from the Lord, he said. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 24, he talked about, you know, that you're going to enjoy and you're going to rejoice. I mean, it's the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. I say there is nothing better for a man than he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy the good of all his labor. And that's coming. Your hard work, your pushing, your expanding, and so forth, and following the inspiration of the Lord is going to result in rejoicing. He said, this I saw, that it was from the hand of the Lord. The hand, good hand of the Lord will be upon each of you. I declare prophetically this year, in the name of Jesus, our year of celebration. Glory to God. God is the one that's doing it. Hallelujah. He's going to give us goodness, wisdom, and joy. Gather it. We'll heap it together. Give him that which is good before the Lord. The Lord is good. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 13. Many things that the Lord wants us to enjoy. The work of our hands, you know, also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. So it is coming, and God is going to show it to you. We'll experience it this year in many areas. The psalmist in Psalm 30 wrote about many things, you know, struggles, sorrows through the night that are turning around. You know, I can see everything turning around. Hallelujah. And that's a song that we need to be singing. Can you see everything turning around for your good? You know, this psalmist man, he said, look, though sorrow may endure for a night. I mean, there might have been challenges up to this point, but now we're expecting a breaking forth. Joy is coming in the morning. And listen to verse, that was Psalm 30, verse 5. Well, listen to verse 11 and verse 12. This is the testimony that you will have this year. For thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Glory to God. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and the ashes and so forth, put upon me gladness instead, to the end of my glory. I sing praise to thee, and be not silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever for the goodness that you have shown me. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 61 and verse 3, the Lord tells us that he's putting upon us joy and gladness. Can you rejoice in the goodness of the Lord? Can you receive of his hand, you know, this garment of joy, oil of gladness? Can you receive it of his hand? He said, the Lord will bring comfort instead of mourning. We appoint to them that mourn in Zion, beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning. garment of praise. Whereas there has been heaviness, praise and celebration coming. That they might, the reason God does it, listen to this. Isaiah 61 and verse 3. The reason he does it, turning your sorrow into joy, your heaviness, giving you praising, ability to praise the Lord. That's one thing that can blast through that heaviness. He said that you might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Is there anybody that can uproot anything that the Lord has planted? Can't do it. The Lord puts it down, he sets it there, and it's done. You know, that he might be glorified. All of this, that he might be glorified, and he will establish you as the planting of the Lord. Building even old waste places, you know, things that you said couldn't be. Lord said, do it again. Huh? And he raised up, you know, the things that you have, you know, thought were lost. Former desolations, so bring them, you know, and the Lord is going to do great things. You will be called a priest of the Lord. God will cause people to call you ministers of our God this year. You eat the riches of the Gentiles. Glory to God. The glory in their glory shall you boast yourself. For your shame, you shall have that double. Huh. Glory to God. And for confusion that you have had before, the Lord is now bringing rejoicing in your portion. You know, in your land shall you possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto you. Isaiah 61 and verse 7. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Your seed also shall be known among the Gentiles, and your offspring among the people. That's your children. You know, everyone that see them shall acknowledge them. I know parents always want their children to be great. We always wanting our children to do well and pray for them and so forth. Well, he has a point blank promise. You know, they will be known, huh, among the Gentiles. It starts this year. Even their offspring among the people. Oh, see, your offspring, people will see them and acknowledge them. They will know that they are the children of the Lord, whom the Lord has blessed. Praise God. These are the blessings of the Lord that God has given to us to exercise ourselves in it this year. Praise the Lord. The blessings of the Lord for us to exercise ourselves. We might have exercised ourselves in travail until now, but now we must exercise ourselves also in the blessings of the Lord. Praise God. You know, it's a thing of joy to know what the Lord is bringing. Every day you can get up, and this can be your testimony every day. Psalm 118 and verse 24. Every day the rest of this year, you can get up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will celebrate. Rejoicing and being glad means celebration. Celebration, you know, should be accompanied, you know, not by rioting and all that kind of reveling and so forth, but by the praises of the Lord, by beautifying your surroundings with the glory and praise of the Lord. That's real joy, real celebration. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to be joyful and to praise the Lord, and the Lord will make sure that you have plenty of reason to celebrate this year. It's coming your way. Listen to this in Psalm 126. I think I'm going to read the whole psalm. It's a short psalm, just about six verses. But I want to read it because you'll see how God will turn things around for you this year. Praise God. He has promised it, and he is going to do it. Hallelujah. When the Lord turned again our captivity, let that be your story this year in the name of Jesus. Let it be your testimony that the Lord turned your captivity. And you'll be like people in a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Lord, fill my mouth with laughter. Say, ha, 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 ha. He filled my mouth with laughter, ha, 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 ha. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Ah, let him fill your mouth with laughter this year. Celebrations. The time of putting ashes on our head, putting our hands over our head and weeping and crying is gone. God said, look, I wipe away their tears. And I'll fill their mouth with laughter. Our tongue with singing. And they shall say among the heathen. Remember, God will line up those trees. Trees represent people. Line up those trees. And they will be saying, see what the Lord has done for them. The Lord has done great things for them. This is what people will be saying. You will be saying it and people will be saying it about you. The Lord has done great things for us. That's your testimony. Whereof we are glad. And people will be looking at it and saying the same thing. My goodness. Look at them. They're flourishing. The Lord has done great things for them. Turn again, he said, our captivity, O Lord, as the streams of the earth. I know you've done it. You've done it already. They that sow in tears. Huh. Remember, the message of your tears of faith. It turned to a harvesting of joy this year. Hallelujah. The tears that we have put before the Lord. The Lord seen every one of those things. The burdens of our heart, the years past. You know, God said, I will wipe away your tears. I will turn it into a harvesting of joy for you. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth, weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with singing and rejoicing, bringing sheaves within. There's going to be many things for you to celebrate. You're going to have, you know, to joy, just waving and celebrating and rejoicing before the Lord. You know, God promises it and we are going to receive it because we believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable and full of glory for us this year. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. May everyone that's in this room and at the sound of my voice this year begin to experience joy unspeakable, full of the glory of the Lord. Everywhere we go, he said, you know, things are coming. You don't see the Lord yet, but we believe in him. And in him we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We receive the end of our faith this year. The things that you have been believing God for, well, even the answer of peace coming your way this year. Praise the Lord. Salvation even to our families coming and great things coming. The heavens pouring down righteousness, spiritual blessings, material, physical blessings, all around. God's going to give us a full and total package this year. Do you believe it? Can you receive it? Praise the Lord. In the book of Psalm 145, you know, the psalm, many of the psalms are just full of calling out joy. Say, rejoice, O you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph and all of these things. You know, let the saints be joyful even upon their bed. Let them rejoice. Hallelujah. Well, why? Because God has given you reason to. Praise the Lord. You know, the reasons are coming one after the other. And we're going to be hearing. My ears are opened. I prayed, Lord. I said, Lord, let my ears hear testimonies from my brethren, from my family, from everybody this year. That's all I want to hear. I want to hear any more sad news. No, I reject it in Jesus' name. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness. Psalm 145 and verse 7. And they shall sing of all of thy righteousness. That's what we're going to be doing. Uttering the goodness of the Lord. You know, because the Lord has been gracious. He's full of compassion to us. The Lord is good to all and his mercies, tender mercies, over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, you know, and all the things that you have done. That's all that we're going to be saying and rejoicing and experiencing this year in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And if you can believe it, if you can praise the Lord for it, then you can experience it because God has been showing us step by step how to help us get there. And he will not leave us comfortless. You know, hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 95 is a psalm of joy that you will experience this year. praise the Lord. And you'll be able to exercise yourself in praising the Lord for all of his goodness. Just don't forget it. Don't forget it, because there's great opportunities for us to come before his presence this year with thanksgiving. You'll be coming in the house of the Lord, thanksgiving, bringing your thanksgiving. You know, let us come, he said. Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. That's going to be, you know, your testimony this year. Gathering together, making celebrations, calling your brethren for joy. Celebrations, celebrations. They say, come together, make a joyful noise. Come in before the Lord. Come with his presence, with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands, the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship. And bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. That's right. This is what we're going to be doing. You know, God is going to be blessing us. This year, we're going to have lots of reasons to praise the Lord. Now, look at some of the things that the Lord said coming your way this year. Jeremiah 30 and verse 19. I love this scripture. And this is what the Lord promised us. Many promises in this book of Jeremiah, point blank, you know, for restoration. You know, Jeremiah was a prophet that was involved with, you know, many of the captivity things and so forth. But again, you know, through him also came, you know, some promises of hope. Hallelujah. He said, well, when the Lord shall bring again the captivity of his people, bring them back to their own places. Well, let's read it. Read it starting in from, you know, verse 18. Even verse 17 talks about the recovery that it will bring to your health. You know, when there has been sickness, there have been woundings, even emotional wounds, the Lord said he will heal them. I will restore health unto you, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Whereas people have thought that you were rejected and outcast, the Lord said, well, I'm going to choose you now. Your name will be Hephzibah and Beulah. You will no longer be called forsaken. Thank you, Jesus. Even as he said in Isaiah 62, I will do these things for you, even this year. Thus saith the Lord, I'll bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents. Have mercy upon his dwelling places. Now, that's you. That's your household. Hallelujah. Things around you will be built, you know, in the place where it was cast down. The Lord said, I'll raise it up again. Thank you, Jesus. Do it again, you know, and he will do it. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Glory to God. Powerful promise for you this year. Jeremiah 30 and 19. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them. This is for your house. This is for your family. You know, write this upon the doorpost of your house, that this house is a house of thanksgiving. A thanksgiving, the voice of them that shall make merry and celebrate. Make merry means celebrate. You know, and I will multiply them. This is a year of increase, and they shall not be few. Glory to God. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as aforetime. Their congregation shall be established before me. And all their oppressors will I punish, saith the Lord. That's right. And God will set up nobles among you, you know, rulers and, you know, things. You're not going to be oppressed by the rod of the wicked. God will raise up, you know, that means that, you know, God will also establish you to have businesses, and you bring in people of the Lord. That's right. You don't have to be working for people of the world. You know, kingdom financiers coming up. You, God will bless you, have blessings, things, establish businesses, bring people in. Hallelujah. You know, that's right. You know, they work for kingdom businesses. It's going to be a great thing. The Lord is starting it. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line, preset upon preset. Well, he has shown some things. We can't speak too much at it yet. Because if you say something too much before the time, well, it may not work. But it's coming. Praise the Lord. And some will begin to experience it even this year in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 31 and verse 12. Again, many promises of what we can expect to experience with the Lord and from the Lord's hand this year. The Lord's goodness will be upon us. He said, therefore, they shall come and sing in the height of Zion. Jeremiah 31 and 12. And they shall flow together in the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the wheat, for the wine, for the oil, and for all the good things that the Lord will bless them with. Even the young of the flock, their herd, their soul shall be as a water garden. That's what's going to be this year. And they shall not sorrow anymore at all. Isn't that wonderful? That's a wonderful promise. Grab that one and write it also. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, because they will be married, said the Lord. Huh? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Both young men and old men together, for I will turn their mourning into joy. Ah, and I will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. You know, I will remove the shame, and my people shall never be ashamed. And I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with the abundance of my goodness, saith the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Powerful, powerful promises coming your way for celebrations. When the Lord removes your sorrow and gives you, you know, joy and so forth, turn things around. Well, that's celebrations. Celebration coming. Your soul will be as a water garden, he said this year. Coming your way, you know, many things, you know, goodness, the oil, the joy, the gladness and so forth. Coming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Isaiah chapter 62, the Lord promises a, you know, things that are joy and gladness are coming to you, a change of your story. Hallelujah. Of turning things around. Hallelujah. We turn things around. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken or abandoned or alone or single. And if you desire to be married, well, this year we have even some brethren who have, you know, children who should be married, but they're not married. They're up there and so forth. In that age, well, I hear wedding bells. Wedding bells. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But the Lord has been busy preparing. The Lord said, look, I go to prepare a place. He's always cooking something. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. I'm hearing wedding bells. You know, Elijah one time said, well, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Nobody else heard it. It looked like there was nothing happening, but he heard it. Well, I hear wedding bells. Glory to God. Do you hear it? Can you smell what the Lord's cooking? He's been cooking up something for you this year. It's just about ready, and he's going to serve it. Right now, all we can smell is the aroma. I say, what is that? My goodness, somebody is really cooking something. Well, you got to wait for it. He can't serve it until it's quite ready. But, you know, he's busy cooking it up. And then when he's ready, and he will be ready this year. He'll be seeing it. Praise God. We're going to go from place to place rejoicing. It's going to be great. Great joy and celebration. Coming our way this year. You'll be no more called forsaken or desolate, but your name will be turned to Hephzibah and Beulah. Glory to God. Because you will be married and the Lord will delight in you. That's what those things mean. Thank you, Jesus. And he also says in verse 8, he said, the Lord has sworn by his right hand. Glory to God. And the arm of his strength. Yes. You know, it's like, sit across the table, try to arm wrestle the Lord. Devil can't win that. You know, hallelujah. Got to lay him out flat even before the thing starts. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Lord said and swore by his right hand of his strength. Surely, glory to God, I will no more. That's it. Enough already. This stops now. You know, that your corn be eaten up by your enemies. It stops now. Glory to God. Your epic story of recovery and blessing and increase and celebration started already. And the Lord said, I will no more give your enemies to eat up your corn or your strangers to drink up your wine and so forth. That for which you have labored. No, enough of that. They that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord. They celebrate. That's praising the Lord in celebration. They shall praise the Lord. And they that brought it together shall drink of it in the courts of my holiness. Praise God. Many, many powerful promises that the Lord gives unto us. Glory to God. The Lord will crown the year with successes. He will crown the year with joy and celebrations. Praise the Lord. The Lord is going to show us His loving kindness and tender mercies. And I feel like just declaring some things over the room right now. You know, and I can go on and read many things unto you. In fact, Jesus one time in John 15 and 11 told them, He said, you know, these things are spoken unto you that your joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. These are the things that God wants. He wants our joy to be full. Praise the Lord. Therefore shall the ransomed of the Lord return this year. Isaiah 35 and 10 and Isaiah 51 and 11. They will come with singing. Glory to God. You know, everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. And the Lord will turn away the sorrow, the sighing, and the mourning, and turn the desert into a fruitful land. Going to do great things for His children this year. They will have everlasting joy in their heads. We will obtain gladness and joy. Sorrow and mourning shall flee away from your quarters this year in the name of Jesus. Celebrations are coming your way. How much capacity of celebration do you have? You know, praise God. Well, the more you can believe God for, the more that you can have. Praise the Lord. God is going to turn the wilderness into fruitful forests. And the one that's already fruitful is going to make it even much more flourishing. This is the year, praise God, the year that even a man that is lame shall leap as a hart. The wilderness, the solitary place, shall blossom together at once and shall blossom abundantly. And rejoice even with joy and singing. That's right. That's Isaiah 35 verses 1 and 2. These are the things that the Lord will do for us. Cause even the eyes of the blind to be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Even the lame man shall leap as an hart. The tongue of the dumb shall see. I mean, look at God just causing things to come forth. The wilderness shall break out. Streams in the desert. Parched ground shall become a pool. Touch the land, become springs of water. Hallelujah. You know, and all the places that have been taken over by demonic things and dragons and so forth, God will turn them back into fruitfulness, peace. My people shall dwell in quiet resting places. Isaiah chapter 32. This is coming your way this year. The Lord promised it, and so it will be. The walk of righteousness for you. Isaiah 32 and 17 shall be peace this year. The effect of righteousness and, you know, shall be peace for you. It shall be quietness. It shall be assurance forever. And my people, beginning this year, shall begin to dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is going to bring these things our way this year. And you can look up, you know, many more psalms of joy. I mean, every time the psalmist says, well, it's time to praise the Lord, that's a celebration. Even James said, look, any man that's merry, let him sing psalms. That's how you celebrate. So all those psalms that talk about, you know, praising the Lord and celebrate and, you know, rejoicing, you know, making his praise glorious. That's all about celebration. You know, that's people do that when they are rejoicing and praise the Lord. And people who are sorrowful, they don't sing those kind of psalms and songs. But one time they said to us when they were in captivity, I mean, they said to them, sing unto us those beautiful songs that we heard that you guys used to sing. Everybody knows, you know, we heard about the songs of David. We heard about the songs of Asaph. We've heard it. You know, the fame of them have gone throughout. So sing us some of these songs. And they said, no. How can we sing the song of the Lord in the land of captivity? We're not doing it. You know, we're not going to sing the song of the Lord in Babylon. We won't do it. So the reason that you are going to really be singing the song of the Lord is because he brought you out of captivity. Hallelujah. Brought you out. Established you. He said, the Lord have pulled me out of the miry clay. Establish you. This will be your testimony this year for celebration. And your testimonies cannot be numbered. You should number them, but you won't be able to number them all. Because this is what the psalmist said in Psalm 40. He said, look, if I should number all of your goodness, many, O Lord, verse 5, are thy wonderful works which you have done. This is what you'll be saying when you look back. You know, and thy thoughts towards us this year, they cannot be reckoned up in number unto thee. If I would declare them, they are more than can be numbered. If I should sing of the goodness of the Lord, but I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. Well, you know, it'll be morning, it'll be night, and I will still be singing. Because you have brought me out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and you set my rock, my feet on a rock, and established my goings, and you put a new song in my mouth. This is his testimony in Psalm 40. You know, why? Because he waited patiently for the Lord. You know, don't jump ahead of the Lord. He's coming. Praise God. Wait patiently for the Lord. And he climbed unto me and heard my voice, brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet on a rock, and established my goings, and put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and shall fear and trust the Lord. And you're going to be able to say the words that he said in Psalm 34, you know, let us magnify the Lord together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know, because I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. This is what is going to be saying. Your soul making your boast in the Lord. Those who are humble before the Lord, they will see it. They'll be glad. They will rejoice. Bless the Lord at all times throughout this year. Let his praise continually be in your mouth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to pray over the room. You know, I just wanted to come out here today and declare we have heard, you know, the words of the Lord, and this is the end of the matter. This is the end of the matter. This epic series ends in celebrations. And not just this year, it's just the beginning of this year. I mean, that's the beginning of things. For the world, it should be the beginning of sorrows. But for the children of God, it's the beginning of joy. This year. Yeah. Because the Lord called for it. The Lord said, you know, begin to build. Solomon began to build on the second day of the second month. And we declared it for this year also. On the second day of this month, we declared for that your building, epic story, begins. Hallelujah. And God is beginning. And he said, look, begin to possess. Starting this year and going forward. I want to pray for the health of all our people. I don't want to, throughout the rest of this year, we don't want to hear of sudden sicknesses and, you know, health crises and issues that make people run up and down. No! That stuff stops right now because the Lord has called forth a year of celebrations. We can't be celebrating in the midst of all of that. So enough of that already. Hallelujah. Now, the good hand of the Lord be upon you and your loved ones, your family, your husbands, your wives, your children, their children. The good hand of the Lord be upon you in Jesus' name. For peace, for goodness, for health, let the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. He will heal you before any sickness even starts. Glory to God. Do it already because he has done it. He has paid the price. Thank you, Lord. The Lord said he will restore health unto you. Joy coming in the morning. This is the morning now. We've been through some, you know, difficult times last year. But Lord said this year, a time of refreshing. Glory to God. I pray and declare for everyone that's in the room, the joy of the Lord. You go out with joy, led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills, let them break forth before you into singing. Hallelujah. And somebody say amen to that. You know, the Lord is pouring out these things. You know, you got to get up and grab it. Praise God. You know, that's a song we used to sing. It said, look, you know, when you are looking for the blessing of the Lord, Jesus is passing by with blessings. Yeah, that's not a song you sing on your knees. You better get up and run after and catch the blessing. Stay there, you know, get up and catch the blessing. Catch the fire. Catch the flame. It's moving. Glory to God. The Lord is doing something marvelous. You fill your heart with gladness. Your thirsty soul, let it be filled with a refreshing. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Floods upon the dry grounds, he said. Hallelujah. Satisfy, you know, your soul with fatness and the abundance of his goodness, saith the Lord. Now, you shall break forth on the left and on the right. Hallelujah. And the words of Psalm 90 will be your portion this year. I'm going to declare that for you this year according to the word of the Lord. The beauty of our God will be upon you this year. You'll have cause to celebrate. You'll have cause to rejoice. You will be able to say the beauty of the God, our God has shone upon us, shined upon my ways. You say it. Hallelujah. Say, let thy walk, you know, let thy walk appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Psalm 96, 90 verse 16 and 17. This will be your testimony. You'll be able to say, Lord, I thank you because thy walk has appeared. Thy glory is upon us. Thy beauty is shining upon us. You have established the work of our hands upon us. The work of our hands, you have established it. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you that are in business and so forth, now will not only will God establish you, give you strategy for increase. And when you do that increase, you bring in people, you establish and hire people. He said, Lord, you know, their leaders will be of themselves. You know, the people, God is raising that up in the name of Jesus. Businesses in the kingdom that finance the kingdom and bless the people of God. It's coming. God has called some of you to be partakers of this in Jesus' name. Now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord be gracious unto you in all his ways. Cause, you know, his face to shine upon you. Lift up his countenance over you and give you peace by all means. And the Lord make you favor magnets. That's right. Wherever you go, the favor of the Lord. Favor everywhere. Favor when you are sitting down. Favor when you are rising up. Favor in the city. Favor in the field. When you go out. When you come in. According to the words of Deuteronomy 28, you'll be blessed in the city. Going out, coming in. The Lord will establish his good pleasure upon you. Bless your bread basket. Bless your storehouses. You have enough to eat now, and you have enough for the future as well. You will not lack any good thing. The Lord will not withhold any good thing from those that trust him. And every one of you that have come patiently and listened to these series that we've been doing, not only the epic, but also the repairs, you have believed the word of God, you are hanging on to it. Well, it is coming upon you. Praise the Lord. God is just looking for people upon whom he can establish his good word. That's right. You know, everything that God dish out is for somebody upon the face of the earth to receive it and enjoy it. And will that be you? Let it be you in Jesus' name. Let it be you, the abundance of peace. Let it come unto you this year in Jesus' name. The merchandise of Ethiopia and, you know, treasures of Egypt, you know, treasures, you know, that the hidden treasures, secret places. So God will bring unto you, come over in chains, begin to open, and he gives you strategy, give you understanding beyond your times, you know, and cause you to have an advantage in the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessings come in your way. Now I declare marriages and celebrations this year. Some we already know about. Some are being cooked up by the Lord. and I want to celebrate. I declare celebration of children, celebration of marriages, celebration of promotions and, you know, things and testimonies, things that you have waited for, you know, that the Lord begin to bring. Even today, you already have testimonies. Praise the Lord. And we want to hear those testimonies and give the glory and the shout and the praise to the Lord, because it's been a long time coming. You know, that the people of God have been suffocated. Now, the Lord said, I'm going to remove all of that and cause them to be the brightness of his glory. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we love you. We give you all the praise. Celebrations. The year of celebrations for you. And we say amen. And let the church say
amen.